And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of June, 2012. It was on this date in 1944, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the GI Bill into law. It offered small business or home loans at low interest to returning veterans and with no down payment requirement. It also offered to pay for college for veterans who wanted to go. At the time, nobody really thought that soldiers would take advantage of that. Only 10% of Americans had gone to college before the war, and the congressional committee who drafted the bill thought that that would still be true. But in the first year after the war, about 1 million returning soldiers applied for the money that the GI Bill offered them. During the run of the GI Bill, nearly 8 million veterans made use of the education opportunity. It's the birthday of the screenwriter and director Billy Wilder, born in Susa, Austria, 1906. Came to this country in the 1930s. He dated American women to improve his English, got a job writing scripts for Fox, worked his way up the ladder, ended up producing and directing films such as Double Indemnity, The 7-Year Itch, Some Like It Hot, and The Apartment. Billy Wilder, who said, "An actor entering through the door, you've got nothing, but if he enters through the window, you've got a situation." It's the birthday of one of the only African-American women to get into the field of science fiction, Octavia Butler, born Pasadena, 1947, author of the novel Kindred, the story of a woman from 1976 who travels back in time to a plantation where she has to work as a slave alongside her ancestors. It's the birthday of the novelist Dan Brown, born Exeter, New Hampshire, 1964. His father was a math teacher at Phillips Exeter Academy. His first novel, Digital Fortress, came out in 1998, about cryptographers. Went on to write Angels and Demons and Deception Point. None of the novels sold very well, but he went back to his protagonist of Angels and Demons, Robert Langdon, and wrote a new book about secret messages in Da Vinci's The Last Supper. It got a great review in the New York Times, and The Da Vinci Code in 2003 sold a ton of books. His next Robert Langdon book, The Lost Symbol, came out in 2009, and he says he's got at least ideas for a dozen new ones. And it was on this date in 1633, the Vatican ruled that Galileo was vehemently suspect of heresy for supporting Copernicus's theory that the sun and not the earth was the center of the universe. All of his books were banned, and he was placed under house arrest for the rest of his life. Here's a poem for today by Richard Wilbur, a pasture poem. This upstart thistle is young and touchy. It is all barb and bristle, threatening to wield its green jagged armament against the whole field. Butterflies will dare, nonetheless, to lay their eggs in that angle where the leaf meets the stem, so that ants or browsing cows cannot trouble them. Summer will grow old, as will the thistle, letting a clenched bloom unfold, to which the small hum of bee wings and the flash of goldfinch wings will come, till its purple crown blanches and the breezes strew the whole field with down. A pasture poem by Richard Wilbur from Anterooms, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.